Well, with thanks to the Watchdog app, you can catch Sandown Greyhound Racing's Harrison Dawson final tonight. And I'm talking to Greyhound Racing Victoria CEO Alan Clayton. Alan, the GRV has released the new racing calendar for 2021. Get excited.
Yeah, we are excited. And Sam, it's a new program and there are some changes. What we're trying to do is actually increase the amount of racing opportunities for our participants. So each year we've found that during particularly over that summer months, we have cancellations arising from the effect of heat, fires, hot days. And so our intention at the start of each year is to run 23 race meets a week across 52 weeks of the year, but we find ourselves losing some during the year. So this time around, we're actually going to program in extra meetings, particularly at other times of the year where we don't lose race meetings, and we'll proactively try to overcome the loss in the summer. So there'll be a little bit of what I would call seasonality to compensate to ensure that we have as a minimum product offered to participants 23 by 52 for the year. But even more than that, you will see next week that we've added two extra race meetings in, one on Monday at Warrnambool and the second one on Tuesday at Healesville. And that takes us to 25 race meetings. And I'm hopeful that we will be able to try to continue the 25 race meetings a week rather than 23. So that provides bigger opportunities for our participants to race during the year. And at the same time as we're doing that, good things such as the Gippsland Festival of Racing will be back with starting on Boxing Day and sale. And we're working on a new Western District Festival. And we're also trying to compensate because of the COVID and the lack of interstate travel. We normally have a national straight track championship, which would have been hosted in Queensland this year. It's not going to be hosted this year. So we're actually going to put it in its place just for this year, a new Healesville Bonanza. And because the nationals have been deferred for this year and they were going to be run in New South Wales, we're looking to put in a Victorian state championship to replace the nationals. And I'm hoping that we can extend that right across maybe Australia and New Zealand and actually have a best sort of all Australia and New Zealand stars list. So that's where we're coming from for the 2021.
Alan, that's amazing that such progress is being made given the circumstance, and it's incredible to think there's so much to look forward to ahead of us. We've spoken previously about the new Saturday morning race program. How's that tracking?
Yeah, look, we love it. Obviously, we've had two Saturday mornings at Ballarat, Sam, and the next one is at Shepparton. So in the pilot that we've agreed with Tabcorp, we had three. We've had really impressive feedback from the participants, given that it is early. The first race is at about 8:20. But what we've found is people are really enthusiastic. Our noms are right up. So we've had nominations for the 96 spots in the race program at, levels like 147 nominations for 96 spots. So it's very, very popular. And financially, I think it's been good for us. So we are now due after this Saturday to sit down with Tabcorp to do a review of the pilot. The harness will also be there. And we're very, very hopeful that that we can see this continue in some way with us.
Fantastic. And last week, I think you and Dwayne spoke about the new Blue Dog campaign, which is a fantastic cause. Alan, how's the fundraising going there?
Yeah, look, we're really pleased with being able to work with Victoria Police and be part of such a worthwhile cause. The Police Legacy Remembrance Fund is a really, really important fund. And what we've got is this Blue Dog campaign, which means that we're paying $250 for every number four with the blue rug that wins at Sandown or the Meadows for the month. And I'm pleased to say we've already sort of surpassed $3,000 mark, and every race that they win it adds to it. And we've guaranteed that there'll be a minimum of $10,000 donated as part of this program. So it's just an exciting thing, and we feel really pleased to be part of something so worthwhile.
Oh, it's a great idea, great concept, Dallin. A reminder, you can catch Sandown Greyhounds Group 1 Harrison Dawson final. It's live and it's free via the Watchdog app tonight. Alan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Sam. Good to talk to you. Keep well.
Thank you for your contributions today. Bob and Andy on standby and ready to go. Join us tomorrow. Don't forget, it's always your show. Get involved on a Friday.